Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
This show, I'm here every week, everybody. If you think I'm going to miss a week, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to change your life, you're talking to the wrong or listening to the wrong show. Money Making Conversation Masterclass is here every week. And these interviews and information that this show provides are for you. I said, please listen to me clearly. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own, creating your own, building your own, making your brand work for you. My guests pushed through some difficult circumstances to achieve significant professional progress and become a business mogul. M-O-G-U-L. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Kimberly Kelly. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing, Rashawn?
Phenomenal. Using all them positive. Were you coming out the box?
Yes, you got to stay positive. You got to stay positive.
I'm superwoman. You're coming out the box. I'm phenomenal woman. I love it. Positivity, yes. Is that what drives your success? You being positive?
Yes, absolutely. That keeps me with perseverance, keep moving forward, no matter what difficult moments, you know, happen.
Now, let's talk about you in difficult moments, you know, because I think that stops a lot of people, you know, because we all have valleys, you know, COVID knocked out a whole country and created a difficult moments and forced us to live from our home and also sent us into a mental spiral. But difficult moments are sometimes we can't control. So what is a difficult moment that you can share with us?
I have, and that's a great question. I have a lot of difficult moments. But just even if I start talking just about my upbringing, being coming from where I come from, South Florida, and basically raising myself on my own since I was about 6 or 7 years old, 5, 6 or 7, and being brought up in foster care, and even after that, being able to live on my own at the age of 15 and have a kid and being able to push through, even though I was placed in foster care, even though I had basically raised my brothers, and even though with those obstacles I faced, I persevered and overcame those adversities, which kind of shaped me into being the resilient person I am today. So I didn't let that be me coming from that, having a mother who was inundated with drugs and not really having a support system and things of that nature, having to figure out how to raise myself. So even with that, I continued to move forward because there was really no safety net for me at that point. So that was one of the things that, you know, kept me pushing forward and persevering through the difficult moments.
You know, you mentioned at a very young age. Explain to everybody, what exactly is foster care?
So foster care is a place that they put you in basically when the parent has, either they have, it can be from abuse. My situation with my mom was alcoholic and a drug abuser, and they put you there. It's supposed to be a temporary placement, but some kids get lost in the shuffle, and some of them stay until they either age out or either a family member decides they want to take them. In our case, we stayed for some years, and one of my aunts took us, but she didn't realize having three kids because it was me and my two younger brothers, and we would end up placed with her out of foster care. So foster care is a place that goes where kids are and went through traumatic situations, and they have nowhere to go. So that's supposed to be a temporary placement, but sometimes it becomes permanent.
You know, it's really interesting that the reason I'm trying to get into your world, you know, a young person.
Okay.
You know, and did faith play a role in your life at that early age?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the faith, but I gained it there while I was in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
I did gain it there. Mm-hmm. They would take us to like little outings and things. And one of the places we would go would be the church. And
right.
I had no idea of that during that time, but I did learn it as a young adolescent. During that time, I did learn how to pray, and it seemed so natural. Like I had been, it was a part of who I was and my essence. Because I remember times where I'm like, okay, I just feel like I had the presence of God with me during those difficult years and growing up.
Because you got to have something to believe in. You know, got to have something to hold on to. Because your world, mm-hmm. I think, is just spinning out of control, and you're at an age where you can't control. And I believe in your conversation early on, you said you had a child at a young age.
Yes, I did. I ended up, and it became like, you know, the basically kind of stereotypical that kind of thing. My mom had me young. I ended up in foster care.
Right.
Me and my brothers ended up in foster care because we really didn't have any direction. No one really raising us. And then I became a young mother as well at that time, even though I was raising my brothers. And because I didn't have anyone basically taking care of me, I got in with the wrong people,
mm-hmm.
not having any adult supervision,
mm-hmm.
and made not so great choices at that time.
Right. You know, the reason I'm just talking about this because I wanted to, because you're very successful person today, your business mogul.
Yes.
But I just wanted to lay out, because a lot of people don't know, how did they get there? You know, she's a real estate agent. She's mogulizing out there. She's running business. But everybody's journey to that pathway is not the same. Everybody's journey is not through college. Everybody's journey is not PhD. Everybody's journey is not two parents. But it always amazes me when people like you. I grew up, my parents stayed together my whole life, you know, and that impacted me, you know. Not saying I had the greatest parents, but I had parents who were there to me, saw me through high school and saw me through college, and it forced me to be a better person because I had two people I can communicate with. You're in foster care. You have two brothers. You're trying younger mm-hmm. brothers. Then you become a young mom. At what point in your life do you say enough is enough, or you start saying, you know, I got to get my life together. I got to control the narrative.
So to be transparently honest with you, it wasn't even an option for me. I always had that mindset because I had been taking care of my brother since I was so young. So just to give you a clue, when we were taken into foster care, I literally would not go inside the home of the foster mother until, because they had separated me and my two brothers. I sat on the stoop and just sat there and begged them to please bring my brothers with me. And they put us all together to keep us together. So it wasn't even a thought process of, okay, I just always had to be in like that kind of survival mode.
Right.
So whatever I had to do, it was like I had to make sure they was taken care of because there was nobody really, I couldn't look and say, okay, this person or these people are going to make sure me and them are good.
Right. And you, let me just ask you, just You know, because I hear a very strong person. Size wise, what were you like? You 5'2", 5'3", 5'4"? When you were like, were you a little bitty person telling you, I'm not going in. This is me. I'm sorry. What were you at physically being this demonstrative? And I say demonstrative in a good way, demanding that you have standards and you're not going to accept standards that you feel is below what you want. Living conditions you want for your brothers, for yourself, that's pretty admirable for somebody young. Where did that come from?
So I think it just came from the mere fact of me taking care of them and knowing that, like, say, for instance, if my mom would leave us home for a couple of days, right?
Right.
I just knew I just kind of automatically took that motherly role to them. So it was just like they were, even though they were my brothers, I was like their big sister, and I was the protector. So when they came and took me away from school, and then I didn't have my brothers, it was like I was just sitting there, and it was like, where are my brothers? Please find my, get me my brothers. And it wasn't like a mean thing. It was more so like I was in distress. Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
Please get my brothers. I was about 9 or 10 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably, I'm 99 pounds. 5'5", because I'm 5'8 now, so I would think I would be like about five at the time. So I know I was 99 pounds because they weighed me that time. So the blessing was, I think God had a path at that time, because my foster mother, she was kind enough, and she saw what I was experiencing, and I was led to the right person because she was able to facilitate that and make sure me and my brother stayed together.
Today,
so she went and called them.
Right. And today, you know, you're a real estate broker with 6 agents. Tell us about your company.
Yes. So I have a real estate brokerage here in the South Side in McDonough. I started off as a realtor, and then I decided, hey, you know, I love what I do, because my goal is to educate, motivate, and basically teach people, you know, that we can do this. Like, we can own real estate. And there is so much out here that we can do as far as entrepreneurs or whatever it may be, whatever your desires and dreams are. So at the third year point, I was like, okay, Kimberly, you're going to be a broker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then as the market changes, we went into COVID. So many things transpired during that time. So I'm always in the mindset of, okay, you want to be adaptable, stay adaptable. And then I decided to open up my brokerage. And my brokerage, I have 6 agents right now, and I am so excited about that, because we're learning, we're growing together, and I'm learning as well along with the path of going with my agents. And as we grow, it's a beautiful thing.
Now, you own Money Making Conversation Masterclass now, so we're about to go into Masterclass here with Kimberly Kelly. Okay, now you're a broker. Now you got agents under you. How does that model mm-hmm. work? How does that financial model work? I'm not trying to ask for any money or anything, but for you to, because you could just do it by yourself. Now you got agents. How do you convince them to work under you? How does that model work for your agency?
So the model for my agency is more so like, I am, how can I articulate this properly? It's usually by word of mouth.
Okay.
Believe it or not. It's usually by word of mouth, and the agents that come to me are agents who want that kind of that one-on-one. I'm a smaller brokerage. I'm not a big one yet. Let's say yet. I like that one-on-one. I like that one-on-one personal touch with my model, with my agents, where I can sit down and I can talk to them. I answer my phone every time. Mm-hmm. So as I'm growing with the agents. So the model is, it's not a big corporate model, but it's
right.
a model that works for a smaller brokerage, where I can do that one-on-one training. I can do that one-on-one marketing strategy. I can do that one-on-one. We can continue to visualize things,
mm-hmm.
celebrate small victories, and can continue to educate ourselves and grow whatever in the real estate space.
That's really
With the trend.
Right. When I listen to you, you know, it's about relationships. Okay. It's about branding.
Absolutely.
It's about branding.
Yes.
Is there a price range that your firm handles as far as houses? Rashawn, we handle houses from $250,000 to $500,000, or we handle houses from $500,000 to $1,000,000. Is there a price range in your agency?
Well, within my agency, when I started out my agency, it was more so about, my goal was to educate first-time home buyers, because
okay.
coming from where I come from, that was very important for me, because where I grew up with, you really didn't see any homeowners. So that, within myself, that was a passion. But now, as I've grown, it is like $250,000 and above, because of the changes within the market. You really cannot find anything, and you know, that's $100,000 price point. So like $250,000, $300,000, and about up to $1,000,000, and even farther than that now. But basically, the main is $250,000 to about $750,000 right now.
Okay, great. When we come back, we're going to hear more from the business mogul, and it's important to understand her story, because her story might be your story. But what she didn't let is adversity, even at a young age, stop her from being the successful business mogul she is. Now, she's doing more than just real estate. We're going to come back and hear a whole lot more that my friend, I'm going to call her my friend now, because she said, Rashawn, I'm not corporate yet. I'm hands-on right now, but I got big dreams, because she's on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. She's not reading other people's success stories. She's planning her own. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back with more Kimberly Kelly.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
McDonald's.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. You're listening to the host of the show, Rashawn McDonald, sharing a story about Kimberly Kelly. The reason I'm sharing that story, because when the interview was brought to me, you know, she's successful, but that's not the story she wanted to tell. She wanted to tell the part about overcoming difficult circumstances, you know, going against the odds, being a single mom, teen mom, and still being successful, which means that a lot of people need to hear that side of the story, because guess what? A lot of people dealing with situations where they might consider catastrophic. And she said, living in foster care, you know, her mom was on drugs. That didn't stop her. You know, she wanted to maintain her family, her two young brothers. That didn't stop her. You know, getting a clear understanding that success was somewhere out there for you, Kimberly. You just had to figure out how to find it, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now tell us about your son. Okay, you had him at, what, you said 15?
Yes, sir.
15?
Yep, I had him and,
Okay, you can continue. I'm sorry.
Yes, and then I ended up having another one By the time I was 18, I had two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So here I am, a mom under 18, and I'm with 18 basically with two kids, and then I also have my brothers.
Right.
And
how old were they? How old were they at that time?
One is, I want to say, about 4 years younger than me, and then the other one's probably like 6 years. So mm-hmm. we're all like teenagers or adolescents at this time. With two young kids. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So we're all basically living.
So let's put it this way, the success sign is not hanging over that door for you.
It is not. It is not at all. At that point, it's like, okay, but it never dawned on me that I wouldn't be successful. Does that make sense? Because it was like, I wasn't brought up with the, okay, well, you go to school, you get a degree. I kind of just had to figure out my own lane without what would work for me at that time.
And just help us out with the audience here. Now we got to get forward, the forward motion, the engine, the train track is starting to pick up steam. When did you start getting on that track, Kimberly?
It was like a situation where I totally like looked around me one day and I was just like, I had my brother, my kids, and I probably was like 19 at this time, and I'm still trying to get my high school diploma. Just so much was happening, and then I was just like, no, I gotta get it together. And at the time, we used to call them our shorties or whatever. I gotta take care of my kids, and I went back and got my high school diploma. I just full-fledged started going to they had these teenage workshops where you can go and learn how to do interviews, how to write resumes, that the government had offered. And I just threw myself into that, started learning. I knew that education was going to be a kind of outlet for me at that time. And with that, I just, anything that I could learn, because I was an avid reader, I just learned, and I just picked up books, and I just kind of carried it along with me. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to college. And then I went to school, and I got my degree in electronics engineering.
What college did you go to?
I started going. It's called Broward County Communications.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Broward County College.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I came up to Atlanta, and then I went to DeKalb Tech. And I got my technical degree in electronic engineering. And after that, I just kind of just went full-fledged forward and just learning as much as I can about the IT world, because that's what it was at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really, thank you for sharing this story so far, because of the fact that I always you got to figure out your path, everybody who's listening to this conversation or any conversation you hear on the show. It's your path. This is a path that she is going about doing it. My previous interview, she went to Spelman and went to University of Georgia. That's not your story. But she also didn't have two kids before the age of 19. She also wasn't in foster care. And not saying that's the path that she went that nobody else can be successful. There are people who have stories that may be even more dire than Kimberly Kelly. But her story deserves a platform to be heard. And that's what I'm allowing to happen, because I don't want excuses. Not after hearing Kimberly's story. Ain't that right, Kimberly?
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can do anything. You can do anything. There is nothing that you can't do in this life. And once you believe in yourself and you know that as long as there's air opportunity and you wake up in the morning, you can do it. You can absolutely do it. Trust me, if I did it from where I come from, I promise you, if you just believe in yourself, if you just look in front of you, you put one foot, get up in the morning, put one foot in front of the other, and regardless of, you may feel like the world is caving in on you. And sometimes it is caving in on you. Give yourself a break to breathe in, pray if you have a spiritual sense, but practice resilience. If you have a support system, seek, a strong support network. And even if you don't have that, go look in the mirror and talk to yourself and say, hey, you know what? I can do this. And then if you have, especially if you have your children, just look in their eyes. And that in itself is motivation.
Wow. You know, the one thing I really appreciate this conversation is that, you know, it's a journey when you could have not went and got your degree. You could have not went to technical. You could have not pursued a, because even when you got to get a license to be a real estate broker, you know, you got to study.
Yes, you
know,
you do.
They're not just passing it out with a check. And then the fact that now you're a leader. You're a leader of people, you know, which means that that's even more important. But when you're in business, you have people who want to get in business with your partnership, spouses. How does that work? Are you in business by yourself? Are you in business with another partner? Or are you just a solo entrepreneur?
I'm in business with my spouse. I'm in business with my husband. So we have three businesses. I have the real estate side, which is, you know, the real estate brokerage. And we have something called, we have a business called K. Kelly Ventures, which is property preservation. So with all the things that were happening within the market, I'm always on, okay, how can I stay adaptable? How can I, if any change comes? So I created the property preservation company, and that is doing well itself. So and that basically is something where you just go in and you work with banks and asset managers, management to provide services such as repair, inspections, maintenance, and maintaining vacant properties in the real estate world.
You just something else, girl. You just a money-making machine. Just money-making machine. That's all. You're on the right show to tell your story. Kimberly Kelly, I really, I'm so happy that you're honest about your life, because so many people want to, like, tell a part of it that makes them feel good, but then they leave out important information that don't help the average person understand it can be them too, that they can make it too, they can achieve success. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on Money Making Conversations and sharing your story, but also both sides, the success of being a single mom, the success of being a black woman who is being stereotyped, the success of being a business owner, success of being married to a wonderful man, success of being an entrepreneurial spirit with your husband. Continued success in your life, Kimberly Kelly, and thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
And thank you so much. I'm so honored that you had me on your show. And thank you for all that you do and pouring into people the way you do, Rashawn.
I appreciate it. You poured into me now, Kimberly. There's two ways now. Okay, you poured into me now. You inspired me. So when I feel bad when I'm getting up at 4:30, I just got to thank Kimberly Kelly. thank you, my friend, for coming on my show, okay?
You'll be blessed.
All right. This has been another edition of Money Making Conversation Masterclass hosted by me, Rashawn McDonald. Thank you to all my guests, you know, Dr. Cherry Collier, Kimberly Kelly, for being on the show. And thank you, our listening audience. Join us next week. And remember to always lead with your gifts. Keep winning.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.